reports and communication. Okay?
All right. Well, welcome everybody who's on Zoom. Smaller group today. So if you have any questions as we go through, please raise your hand or put your name in the chat. We'll be happy to call on you at any point. So the superintendent's report, I'm just going to go over a few things. First of all, I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody who has been working extremely hard to get this year up and running. I'd really like to call out our administrative team, both classified management and certificate management, and our tech folks. They have put in a ton of hours to get ready for the return of school. So thank you all for all you do for these children. And for everybody else, we couldn't be where we are today if it weren't for everybody who's stepped up. Teachers are working like crazy. It's just been fantastic to see the amount of people that are really getting ready for students' return on the 31st. Next week, we have our staff development for technology, and we also have supply handout. We have last minute organizations. We have staff meetings. They will take all 5 days next week. And then we return with distance learning for our students on the 31st of August, which is the following Monday. Last night, we had a Zoom town hall meeting with the Edmonton curriculum partner for our home-based instructional program, and it went very well. They actually ran it. Peter and I were both on that. I'm not sure who else might have been on it. It's on the Zoom, but Peter and I were there. The parents seemed very engaged, asked a lot of good questions, and hopefully we will see a lot of interaction with that. I do want to say that the state appears to be changing a little bit about the home-based instructional independent study program. We would think independent study means independent study, and the reason we put it together was to really help those parents that worked, and they would have a curriculum to follow, and the parent became the kind of teacher coach. What the state is currently saying, and we're still waiting for more guidance, is that just because a student's on the home-based independent study program does not mean that you do not have to provide them with interactive live instruction. It seems a little bit at odds with independent study, but that's what they're saying. So currently, we do have Shara Hall, who is a teacher at Wheatland Elementary, is going to move over to the home-based instructional or independent study program and be one of our teachers. And we're going to have some other interactions with teachers. But for now, that's who is moving over there. So we want to thank Shara for volunteering to do that. All the PPE, desk shields, sanitizers, etc., have been delivered to the sites and being separated there and put in rooms so that when the teachers return, they will have all those items. We may need to order some more desk shields. We did order 1,500. We do not have 1,500 students. However, if we want to equip every room, including after school and all that, we'll probably end up ordering some more. But obviously, we still have some time because no students are back yet. News-wise, some of you have probably heard that Placer County is now off the state watch list. And at this time, assuming they remain off for the allotted 14 days, I think today is day number 3 that they're off, so they would be 11 more days. Then you're going to hear some of the schools in Placer County starting back with a hybrid model. I've heard that Rockland plans on starting back the day after Labor Day on a hybrid model, so it'd be half students, half in and half out. We will see how that goes, assuming they stay off the window. I will tell you, unfortunately, Yuba County is still far away from getting off the list. As I've explained before, we have to be less than 200 per 100,000. And as of this week, we were still at the 290 range. So it is unlikely that Yuba County will be getting off the list anytime soon. However, Wheatland itself is quite small of the number of cases, but as I have explained in the past, the county does not look at individual areas, they look at the county as a whole. Couple more things. We do have two teachers that have officially retired. We will plan on honoring them at the next board meeting, probably virtually. But I did want to mention that Martha Waltz and Kristen Levy have retired from our district, and we wish them well in their future endeavors, and we will invite them to the September board meeting, which is my last item for this, is that our next board meeting is on September 10th. That meeting is early because we have financials that are due to the county office by September 15th. So next month, it is on the second Tuesday of the month, second Thursday of the month, not the third. It is publicized on the website that way as well, but just want to make sure you're aware. It's a little early. I'm going to move on to enrollment. It's kind of a shock to look at what our enrollment looks like currently. At this time, at the time of the agenda, we have 1,302 students signed up for our school district. We have 1,188 in the distance learning program, and we have 114 signed up for the home-based independent study program. Unfortunately, what that means is we are 84 students less than we had last year at this time. So it's definitely a concern, but it's not unexpected given the state of things right now. We also only have 87 students in our preschool program. Now, understand our preschool program is coming back with students on the 31st. We currently have 87 students. Last year at this time, we had 44 more than that. So it is, again, pretty concerning, but given the pandemic, it's not that unexpected. I would expect that when we are able to come back to school, that we will see our numbers rise again. I think a lot of those students, those 84 that were missing, are going into some sort of homeschool program, something like that. So it will not affect our funding this year because the state has said we will be funded based on last year's numbers. But if we don't gain those students back in the future, then it is a potential issue for us. So that's it for enrollment. Okay. I'm happy to answer any questions. I will tell you that for those who don't have the agenda in front of them, in our home-based program, we have 25 kindergartners. I didn't do the total math here. So 22 first graders, 14 second graders, 11 third graders, 7 fourth graders, 8 fifth graders, 9 sixth graders, and 7 seventh graders. And our biggest number really for a single grade other than kindergarten is eighth grade with 13 in that program. So that's it for attendance enrollment.
Okay, any communication from the public?
I think Annette's on there. I don't know if Annette has anything that she is wanting to say from the base.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to say thank you all for everything you're doing to help and support our families throughout the community. We are so appreciative of that. Let me know if there's anything that I can do to help and support. We do have more people coming in, so hopefully they will get registered at your district and help get those numbers up. So stay tuned. We still do have some leftover school supplies from our back to school brigade. If there's anybody in need, I'm actually going to go pick some more up tomorrow, about 5 boxes. So let us know. We do have some extras. Not a whole lot, but we have extra. So tons and tons of pens too, or pencils as well. So just let us know. Thank you. I think that's it. We're just working hard out here at Beale and just trying to get everything straight and help parents through as best we can. I just want to say, Melissa, you're great for always answering my questions. Jody, wonderful. And Angela too. I'm always bugging all of you guys. So thank you so much. And more questions to come. Thanks also, Craig. So thank you guys.
I should also say that we do have all five board members in attendance. We have four here and Rana is on Zoom. But she wasn't feeling well, so she decided to stay home and she will be on Zoom.
Okay, so we'll move on to the consent agenda. Any questions or comments? Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Now we'll go to action items. 5.1A, authorize the superintendent to file the annual statement of need for emergency 30-day substitute teaching permit.
So these next three items, 5.1, 5.2, and 5.3, are annual items dealing with substitutes. The first one is for emergency 30-day substitutes. The second one is allowing somebody to substitute that has not passed the CBEST, no more than 30 days. And the third one is a declaration of need that for fully qualified educators. All three of these are annual notices that we put together that need to be approved at the board. And I'm happy to answer any specific questions about them.
Any questions?
Can we vote on all three?
You can do all three in one motion. It's not a problem.
I make the motion that we approve 5.1A, 5.2A, and 5.3A.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So we'll move on to 5.4A, MOU with WESTA regarding distance learning.
Okay, so as you're aware, we are required to negotiate with our unions the impacts and effects of changes of working conditions and so on and so forth when we go into something new like distance learning. I brought to you last time the CSEA MOU. This is the MOU that we worked through negotiations with WESTA, and it has been signed by myself and the WESTA president. And it goes through all of the different things regarding distance learning, expectations, leaves during the learning time, health and safety, hand washing, talks about in-person student assessments, and then it does talk about the professional development days that are next week. That had to be in here because normally our teachers have a 181-day calendar. This year, assuming you approve the MOU, they will have a 185-day calendar. So they will be paid for those four additional days spread out over their normal paycheck period. And the other one I think is worth a couple others that are worthy of talking about is evaluations. Normally, we are evaluating a group of teachers every year. If we are not back in school with teachers working with students by October 1st, then those evaluations will be pushed to the next year because evaluating a teacher while they're doing distance learning is not fair and won't work well for what we're doing. This MOU would stay in effect until June 30th, 2021, unless we go off of distance learning. And then if we moved into some sort of a hybrid or something like that, then we would be required to go back to the union and negotiate the impacts and effects of that decision. And I'm happy to answer any other questions that we have here. I do want to, let's see if I can find it in here, call your attention to a couple of things that I think worked well. One of the big concerns about changing the calendar was that some people may have plans already for the whole week at Thanksgiving or the February week. So in this MOU, it allows the teachers to teach remotely on those particular 6 days that in the previous calendar had been days off. So if they're, you know, at their mom's in, you know, wherever, Southern California, but they can still do their job on distance learning, assuming we're still on distance learning by November, they would be able to do that from wherever they're at and not have to be at the site. So I thought that was something that worked well, and the rest of it is, I mean, you guys read it, so I can answer any other questions.
Any questions or comments? Do you have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept 5.4.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can we do all these COVID ones together?
You can.
Okay, so we'll do 5.5A, 5.6A, 5.7A, and 5.8A together.
Yeah, so we have an annual update for the injury and illness prevention program. We're not required to bring that to the board every year. We just have to go through it and make sure we annually update it. But because this year we have some addendums related to COVID, I thought I would bring the entire thing to the board. So 5.5 is the actual IIPP plan, which is the Injury and Illness Prevention Program. And that is just a generalized plan on the district looking at making sure you're have a safe environment and so on and so forth. The 5.6, 5.7, and 5.8 are all tied to COVID-19, and they are addendums to the plan. And if and when COVID-19 is not in our lives anymore, then they would drop off of the IIPP plan. And I'm happy to answer any questions. These have been run through our insurance company. In fact, they've given us some of the templates for the addendums and the protocols and so on and so forth. The checklist, so we are covered insurance-wise with what we put in here. So again, I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have about 5.5, 5.6, 5.7, or 5.8.
Anybody have any questions or comments?
I have no question, but I have a comment. You must be an expert in COVID by this
time. Yeah.
As expert as you can be on something that changes daily.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, these plans are as good as they were when they were written, but the guidance changes often. And it may be that we have to visit these plans often.
Well, thanks for your hard work, Ken.
No problem.
So do I have a motion?
I would move we approve 5.5A, 5.56, 5.7A, 5.8A.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any comments for the board? Okay, so we adjourn.
So yeah, unless there's some questions from anybody on Zoom, we knew it was going to be a fairly short meeting. But if you have any questions, we're happy to answer them now. Or any comments you'd like, just raise your hand or unmute yourself or something. We're happy to. And if not, then, oh, yes. So, Rana, so Chad, can you unmute her?
Can I ask?
Yes. There you go.
So I was trying to unmute to vote, but was not able to do that, so just wanted to share that.
Sorry about that. Like I said, it was a test. We haven't had this with a board member on mute, so we need to make sure that we have a way to make that happen in the future.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. Rana, is there anything about the votes that you would like to say, or are you comfortable with all of
them? I'm good.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Craig, I have one more thing.
Yes, Matt.
I met with Colonel Fox who is our new commander, and we were discussing about getting someone appointed so that you'll have a military school liaison rep there. So hopefully we're working on that right now.
Thank you. That'd be great. If nothing else, we're going to go ahead and
go into closed session.
Closed session. So, Rana, if you want to stay on, everybody else can click out.
Hi, thank everybody. You all. Hi, Tara.
Bye, all. Thank
bye
you.
Bye.
Yeah, the only thing is it's open, right? So I don't accept people. So somebody just jumps in and they can just jump in.
Rana, we're gonna disconnect you, and then I'm gonna send you an email real quick to bring you back in, okay?
Sounds good.
So that way we can close it.
All right.